This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Things that make you go to Curacao. How about Ty Bollinger? He started something amazing. TMB, my friend. I was just there, and I feel like you started this train rolling because you had met with the health minister that I met with Rudolph and Dr. Pai and others that were there together. They're really taking this stuff seriously, my friend. This is an amazing, amazing revolution.
Yeah, they are taking it seriously. And the reality is I didn't really start anything. It was just really Rudolph that was the one that started it. He spent half of his life to try to make sure that Curacao is a healthy island. And it's coming to fruition now for him. And I think that, you know, I get Rudolph is just an awesome guy. He is just taking the bull by the horns. And I'm really proud of what he's done. So I was just privileged to be the first one that he asked to come down there. But if it wasn't me, it would have been you or somebody else. So it really didn't have anything to do with me at all. It was just it was really Rudolph. It's a fruition of his life's work. And you know, one of the interesting things that I shared with you yesterday is that whole connection really resulted because of Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez.
That was a stunning backstory that I didn't even know about because, you know, before the quest and all of that, you know, Dr. Nick appeared on this show many times. We were very good friends and, you know, I was like, my gosh, got to get this guy's voice out there any way we could. And you were able to connect and do great interviews. Who knew that he was going to pass away mysteriously, you know, within too short a time, but that he somehow connected you to doctors in the Netherlands that connected you in the Netherlands linked to Curacao to Rudy. I mean, it's just wild how this stuff happens.
Let me share how that worked out. So Dr. Nick, he arranged an interview when we went over to Netherlands with a doctor named Hans Muhlenberg, who is a very renowned medical doctor in the Netherlands. And so we went over there. Unfortunately, we missed the interview because we got caught on a train between Cologne, Germany, and Dusseldorf, Germany. Somewhere they stopped the train, and we couldn't make it back to Amsterdam in time to do the interview. But nevertheless, that's why we went over there. And when we were over there, we met up with a man named Ard Pisa while we were there, and he went to a conference with me there where I spoke, and I also interviewed Ard for the Truth About Cancer Global Quest. Then, after I got back and we started doing it, we released the documentary, Ard contacted me, and he said, hey, there's a guy I want you to meet. His name is Rudolph DeWitt. And we got on a three-way Skype with Rudolph, and Rudolph told me his vision for Curacao. And so I was really connected to Rudolph because of Ard, I was connected to him because of Dr. Nick. But to take it a step further, the only way I was connected with Dr. Nick was Robert Scott Bell. So it actually came all the way back to you when you went this weekend because you're the one that introduced me to Nick, who introduced me to Hans, and then I met Ard to Rudolph, and then Rudolph all back full circle.
You talk about, you know, 6 degrees of separation, that concept. And, of course, I love the fact that I can connect great people. I love to spotlight healers from all over the world and get their stories out. And you know, who knows what is the one person, one way, one thing that's going to be the thing that puts you over the top, right? Because everybody's on a different, you know, journey in this lifetime. Although we can help one another, we can certainly be obstacles for one another as well. But, I was like, enough with being an obstacle. Let's see if we can help folks, right? And so to see that come full circle or semi-circle, however we've got, there's more to be done. More maybe it's the spiraling DNA concept of that circle. We're always elevating and transforming consciousness. and to witness what I did, just knowing that you were there, I think helped pave the way, because it's sort of like been a catalyst to kind of further the outreach, probably strengthened Rudolph's resolve. Not that he needed a lot of strengthening, because he's a strong warrior man, he is. But anytime we can get that extra push, like when you and I, when we get together with our friends, you're going to feel better. It's just, there's a camaraderie about it. There's something that uplifts each other when we get together. And so to come down there and see his vision come to fruition and to interact with these folks, again, at the highest level of government, I was like, you know, I'm still pinching myself going, did that really happen? And it did. You saw it. You were down there.
Yeah, it was awesome. Did Rudolph actually take you off in the middle of the ocean and drop you off to swim?
He tried, but no, it didn't happen. The guy that was going to take us out on the boat, we missed him, whatever, but it was fine because I ended up swimming in that lagoon that they have at the beach resort, which was just a glorious swim with crystal clear water and beautiful fish and everything. And then I grabbed one of the mountain bikes they have there on the property. And, you know, a guy said, I said, hey, can I take this mountain bike for a ride? Because I was just feeling really in that fitness mode. I was like, yeah, I got to do this. It's hot. It's great. I'm sweating now. I swam. And he said, yeah, just take the bike. So I went out on a ride along this, I think it's called a promontory. I don't know if I'm using this term right, but it's just kind of a stretch of land that gets narrower and narrower and narrower. And you have the waves of the ocean on one side and kind of a large lagoon on the other, where the locals were going with their boats. And I just rode the bike until I couldn't ride it anymore. And it was just such a great day to be, you know, on an island. We talk about wellness, and I'm there doing it. I'm feeling great. I'm outside. And then, you know, I leave, and then I get this picture from Sunil, and he sends me these fried plantains that I had been wanting since I arrived on the island. But I had to leave too quickly. By the time they got them to me, I only could see the picture.
Too funny. Well, hey, at least you got to experience it. And, you know, Rudolph is just one of the best hosts. When I was down there, it was just really amazing what we got a chance to do. Did you have the coconut water? Did you stop on the side of the road?
Yes,
coconut water?
We stopped on the side of the road and got the coconut hacked open with the machete. And then they had a sopadilla there that I saw. I saw these because we can get fruits like this in Florida sometimes. And I got the freshest, ripest sopadilla. It was just beautiful. It tastes like a cinnamon apple. It can be really sweet, but this was just perfect. And so I wanted to go back. And so the running joke was, you know, when are we going back, Rudolph? I want my coconut. I want another coconut. And every time it was like, sorry, we can't get to the coconut today, but I'll get you, I get you. Finally, the final night, he goes out to get one. I said, don't do it. You won't be able to. He goes out anyway, finds out he couldn't get it. And so I've just been giving him grief ever since. I'm like, you know, I don't know if I can come back now because I didn't get my second coconut. Sorry, Rudolph.
Rudolph's a great guy, I tell you. You know, he was just so hospitable. And one of the things that, you know, I'm a big guy. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how big Rudolph is because I only met him via Skype. And so I'd seen him, and, you know, he was sitting at a desk or whatever when we Skyped. And I got down there, and I'm like, this guy's huge. He looks like he could be like a middle linebacker for some pro football team.
Yeah, so, or like the All Blacks in New Zealand on their rugby team. I mean, this guy is big, but he's a big teddy bear. In a sense, too, because he's got a lot of love in his heart. He really cares, and it comes through the people he interacts with, even as he's gotten intense with people over the years, because he has a warrior spirit, and you can't be milquetoast about the movement for health freedom. You can't be a quivering, whimpering, you know, in the corner, a crying baby about this. You have to stand up, stand strong in your beliefs, and he does, and he has, and this is evidence of what it can achieve. And now the minister, Susie, the health minister, says, Rudolph, now you don't have to fight. You've won. You don't have to fight anymore. And what does a warrior do when he doesn't have to fight anymore?
He finds another battle.
Yeah, or he sits down and has more coconut and eats more wonderful food and tells stories of the glorious battles of years gone by.
Yeah, true. Yeah, Rudolph, what a great fellow. One of the interesting things that we did while I was down there is he took me in a Jeep up this dirt road to this overlook on top of the Santa Barbara plantation there, or the resort there. And you could actually see the whole resort, and you could see out into the ocean. And that's where I saw, I think, probably the bluest water I've ever seen. There's one patch just to the left of the resort as you're looking down from the top.
Yep,
and it's just the deepest blue you've ever seen. Did he take you up there?
No, I didn't. But again, I saw a lot of it. We traveled along the south coast and saw some other the beaches, and then the furthest one on the westernmost tip, apparently. And it was the one you fell in love with too, apparently. And I just was like, oh my gosh, I've seen glorious beaches. That is one of the most beautiful beaches on the planet.
Yeah, it's a beautiful island. I tell you, there's no doubt about it. And I'm just so happy for Rudolph that he's made this progress. And I know, you know, maybe it's time for him to sit back and take it easy for a little while. But I know Rudolph, he's already planning what the next thing is going to be to make it an even better place.
Well, I'd love to be down there with the whole family and you know, enjoy it again and also do more healing work down there. I think there's a lot that can be done to be a shining beacon or example for other countries of the world, that it can be done. You can reduce your GDP expenditures on healthcare significantly. And I'm not exaggerating. 50% might be a bare minimum if you really integrated the things we know to do to get people well.
I agree. There's no doubt. Hey, on another note, I'm going to segue here really abruptly, but rumor has it that there's another tie-dye shirt coming my way.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a question my wife has for you. Should she wash it so you can wear it right away when we see you at the Truth About Cancer Live?
Absolutely. I want to be on stage.
All right, so we're gonna be wearing it at one point. A muscle t-shirt tie-dye. It's awesome. I've got to work on my muscle size to get back up to where you are, but we're gonna have fun getting there. That's gonna be awesome. Yeah, no, that was fun too. Going out shopping for the t-shirts and stuff, and that little town that looks like a little Netherlands town, and along the ocean, and it has a little inlet right through the middle of town, and there's a floating bridge that opens and closes when the ships go by. It's just a unique experience, unique island, and I hope everyone one day gets to experience it.
It is. That's Willemstad, as you're talking about, the capital of Curacao. And if you haven't seen it, you need to go out and look at it. You can just Google Willemstad, Curacao, and it's just got beautiful pastel-colored buildings along the riverfront. It's like nothing I've ever seen before. Literally, oranges, pinks, yellows, greens, blue, pastels. All of the buildings are pastel-colored. It's really unique. It's the most unique. It's not the most unique. It is unique. You can't have a qualification to unique. It's either unique or it's not. But it is a unique downtown area on the beach.
Mm-hmm. And we met, I don't know if you met Dina Veras, the herbalist that collected the 300 species of plants on the island and preserve them, but she was. She's a national treasure. I mean, folks, if you just go down and visit her on her little, herbal plantation, that alone would be worth the price of admission getting down there. So there's going to be a lot of unique teaching opportunities. I think it's going to be a destination for people that want to experience the way I would say it was the way it was. It's not necessarily that because there's a great infrastructure. It's not like you're going back in time necessarily, but there are going to be traditions coming back out. As I go around the world and talk to folks, I say, go back into the bush, save the medicine of your ancestors, because it will save us all. Folks, there's a lot of good news happening on planet Earth. Don't listen to the mainstream media. They'll have you think everybody hates everybody, and there will be no tomorrow. There will be tomorrow, and we love you.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Scott Belcher.
All right, we're back. We're doing Outside the Box as we do each and every week at this time with Ty Bollinger. And they got the truth about pet cancer coming out about the time we're going to be together doing the Truth About Cancer Live 2017. I'll be introducing some of our favorite discussion group leaders, if you will. There are a lot of people, healers, teachers, some people who have overcome cancer, going to be represented there and speaking out to the crowd and then interacting. And live broadcasts, TMB, make sure there's a place for me to set up to do these live broadcasts so we can also get that to the world and maybe even do the live video streaming too.
We have got a place for you to set up, and it's not over in a corner.
Not in a corner with the dunce cap.
Thank well, maybe the dunce cap, but it's not in a corner.
All right. Well, with the Curacao muscle T-shirt, tie-dyed, of course, inspired by TMB. So we got an interesting article here, and it says all 8 extreme childhood food allergies are also common ingredients in CDC-recommended vaccines. Is that a coincidence? Now, 2 on the list most people know about, and that relates to egg allergies and peanut allergies, driving some folks into anaphylactic shock.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm trying to find the list. I know about the egg and the peanut, but I'm not. I'm in the article, but I'm not seeing anything else. Soy. Yeah. Okay. There we go. Soy and fish are 2 others.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the deal, Robert. This is the material that the vaccines are cultured in. So, for instance, the soy peptone broth is used to enrich salmonella and cultivate microorganisms. The fish, some oral vaccines contain fish oil. Peanut oil is a typical ingredient to culture, and eggs are in all flu vaccines. And so these are all ingredients that are either used to culture or are actually contained in popular vaccines. And, you know, is it any shock that we have allergies to these ingredients that are bypassing the normal method that we're exposed to different things, and they go straight into the muscle tissue. Mm. Of course we're going to be allergic to it. That's, as a matter of fact, that's kind of the same logical thought process, I guess you'd call it, behind using certain things in vaccines, is because they will stimulate
antigen responses, right?
They will aggravate the body.
Yeah. Now, surely this, you've got to be making this up, TMB, because you know that it's the CDC, it's the NIH, it's the FDA. They would all insist that there are safety studies conducted to prove that this couldn't possibly happen, like these extreme anaphylactic response allergies.
I think they might say that, but that's not true.
No, I don't even know that they claim it. They claim it's safe, but they don't say that they actually conducted placebo-controlled studies to prove it's safe.
Well, no, they couldn't conduct placebo-controlled studies because that wouldn't be fair to the kids that didn't receive the vaccine. That's what they say.
Yeah.
They can't do the placebo-controlled studies because it just wouldn't be fair for the placebo group not to receive these health-promoting vaccines. They couldn't do that to children, so they can't really do true placebos. But as we saw in The Truth About Vaccines, which we released a few months ago, mm-hmm. Vaccines like the Gardasil vaccine and many other vaccines have been tested against other vaccines. That
right.
was the placebo.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the definition of a placebo should be an inert substance, but we're finding out that these vaccines have been tested against other vaccines. Or a vaccine that doesn't contain necessarily the viruses, but contains aluminum or mercury.
So, folks, the production of vaccines and their claims that they're safe and effective violate the very scientific methods that they would claim to be necessary for all other substances, especially if you claim a natural substance does anything. They would suspend that as if that's the only place where it doesn't really apply. Because when you call them out and say, where are the double-blind placebo-controlled studies proving safety or efficacy, they get very mad and they start yelling at you.
Which is a true sign that they are completely unbiased. That they yell
exactly.
I mean, and it's a true sign that they actually have science on their side, because if someone has science on their side, they're going to yell at anybody that questions it, right?
That's how it works.
If you got science on your side, you're going to discuss it. Hey, you know what? Here's some studies. Let me prove to you. But no, they don't have the studies, so they yell, they name call. It's typical. I mean, these are techniques that were initially put into the public consciousness by Edwin Bernays in his book Propaganda over 80 years ago. And they're still being used today, right? So if you can't impugn someone's data, then you just question their character. You call them names. You repeat a lie so many times that now it becomes public knowledge that it's true, even though it's not. I mean, these are techniques that are still being used today. And by the way, Bernays was the nephew of guess who?
Rudolf the Red-Nosed Reindeer? No, Adolf Hitler. Sorry.
Santa Claus. No, he was Sigmund Freud's nephew.
Sigmund Freud, right? Yeah, you know, you get to the lineage to some of these things and you go, man, oh man, did they know what they were creating? And at a certain point, when you realize you know what they did, you can no longer participate in good conscience or else you're unconscious. And that's not a safe place to be for your kids.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
And having fun doing it. That's right. Got health freedom warrior Ty Bollinger on there, extending the health freedom family out to Curacao and our good buddy Rudolph DeVitt and everybody that we met down there. Lovely people, and really, we're rooting for you, and if we can help you out in establishing the Wellness Island for your people and for anybody that wants to come down and experience it or help out, that's good for the people of planet Earth. Maybe even the planet will be happy to. We'll all be celebrating together. So let's see. We got more vaccine news. It gets creepier and creepier anytime we have to mention Bill Gates' name. I apologize in advance that anybody gets those. Ooh, yuck. He's funding now an MIT development of a microimplant or microimplants that would automatically be given in babies' vaccines. Again, any number of reasons why you don't want to let them inject toxic poisons that they wouldn't put in a baby's bottle. But now they want to put what? Little microprocessors from Microsoft to do what, TMB? Do we have any idea what he wants to do with this?
Well, what he wants to do is to insert basically microchips into babies that have the ability to time-release doses of vaccines, you know, based upon whatever that chip is programmed to do. So I'm looking here at the article, and they've done testing, and they've, you know, they can release the certain vaccine 20 days after you inject the microchip, and there's one that was at 41 days. They've literally done these tests in mice, and they've done successful releases at 9, 20, and 41 days after injections. So, wow. And then, interestingly, right after that, it says the researchers used ovalbumin, which is a protein found in egg whites, mm-hmm. that's used to stimulate an immune response, just what we're talking about, these food allergies.
Right.
So they have successfully tested this in mice, and so it's heading towards humans. I guarantee you that.
Sometimes I'm a patient man, Ty. But I lose my patience sometimes, admittedly, on this issue of vaccines. Because if you step back from it, you go, who in their right mind would allow these toxic injections into their babies, much less themselves? We talk so much about the science that is lacking. The science that is there shows that it's not really efficacious. Or if it is efficacious, it is done fraudulently, as in the case of Merck with the measles, mumps, rubella, for instance. And the whole idea that it was responsible for eradicating a lot of these diseases is absolute nonsense. I mean, the arrogance of man knows no limits. Here's what we'll do, Mr. Creator, God, whatever you want to call. We'll poison every baby that is, you know, a gift of life, and that will make them healthier. That will protect them. I'm like, boy, oh boy, you humans are a silly lot, and that's being polite. And yet, we've been given the free will by the Creator to, like I said, to screw up royally, horribly. And when do we come to our senses? Only after every kid is autistic?
I know. It's absurd. Or dead, right? Because look at all the SIDS and the shaken baby syndrome. We covered that in Truth About Vaccines. There was just an article a couple days ago that I read. There was I think it was in August, so just a month ago. And I believe it was Ohio. No, not Ohio. It was Idaho. Mm-hmm. There was 5 kids that were taken from their home because the doctor says that the mother or father shook and killed the baby. They went out on a date. I can't remember their name, but they went out on a date, came home, baby's dead, don't know what happened. And the coroner said that it was shaken baby syndrome, and they've taken the other children away from the family. And it just so happened that the baby was given the full round of vaccines, all the typical 4-month-old shots, about 2 weeks before all this happened.
Mm-hmm. There was another story we recently covered about a nurse who was interviewed, an ER nurse, a pediatric ER nurse. And she was trying to train the other nurses that, you know, when these parents bring these kids into the ER room with febrile seizures, you know, high fevers, mysterious, you know, paralysis, things like that, the first question you need to ask is, are they up to date on their vaccines? Of course, that's the way you have to ask it if you're in the allopathic realm. She's not asking it to say, oh, well, let's get you hurry up and caught up if they say no. She's asking it because she knows that they'll say, yeah, we just had the vaccines today or yesterday, in more cases than not, and that these nurses and doctors, even though they're supposed to know, don't even know about the vaccine adverse event reporting system, which only strengthens the reporting that says maybe 1 out of 10, but it may be more like 1 out of 10,000 adverse events are ever reported to this system.
Yeah, I mean, we're told that 90% are not reported. I'm guessing that 99.99% are not reported. I mean, many medical doctors that I interviewed for the Truth About Vaccines said that, you know, it was years after they got out of school and were practicing that they even knew there was a VARS, Vaccine Events Adverse Events Reporting System. They didn't even know that it existed. So, I mean, how can we say what percentage are reported when many doctors, maybe most doctors, likely most doctors, don't even know that there's a system to report adverse events?
Mm-hmm. Well, again, this is critically important, and yet if you're still watching, folks, the mainstream media news, not only do they want to convince you that every human of one color hates every human of another color, and that the world is going to end in a few days. But they don't want you to know that it's absurd, patently absurd, unscientific, and horribly grotesque to inject any human with toxic poisons that violate the natural way we interact with the environment to keep our epithelial linings intact. You know, when we talk about the gut health, I'll be lecturing, you know, again on the, you know, how do we recover our gut health to prevent cancer, right? Because we know that without an intact gut and microbiome, the immune system is shot, man. And ultimately, the immune system is the responsible party to keep you well, because, you know, cancer cells happen on a planet that there's lots of toxins, there's lots of radiological background elements that kind of challenge and oxidize our cells. And it's one time, if they go off a little bit here and there, we can handle it if our immune system is intact, if we have the adequate minerals and such. But, my gosh, they're destroying the opportunity of a healthy immune system to even develop via this method, by these injections.
They are, and they're destroying the brains of children. You know, it's so duplicitous or disingenuous from the mainstream media. I mean, I don't know if you saw the movie Concussion.
Yes.
With Will Smith about the chronic traumatic encephalopathy, you know, the brain swelling being caused by hits to the head in the NFL.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, the mainstream media attacks football as being unsafe for the brain, which, you know, it's arguable that it is. But they say nothing about the brain-damaging chemicals that are in vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, look at the mercury that's in vaccines still. Even in vaccine, you know, mercury-free vaccine, tamoxifen-free vaccines, we showed with a calculation how tamoxifen-free vaccines can actually still contain three times the amount of mercury that would be considered to be hazardous waste. You know, we've got aluminum in vaccines. We know that the presence of polysorbate 80 will transport these toxins across the blood-brain barrier into the brain. So how can we not be talking about the brain damage that's being caused by these vaccines in children?
Well, yeah, exactly. How can we not? We are, of course, but we still have a large swath of the population so fluoridated, so intoxicated with heavy metals, so deficient in minerals like selenium, chromium, silica, the things we talk about here, so just overrun with inflammation that they can't think clearly. They can't hear these things. And even if they hear them, they can't act upon them.
Again, and Robert, what you just said, there was an article that I just read on CNN about the fact that increased levels of prenatal fluoride are associated with lower IQs. It just was released maybe yesterday or maybe the day before on CNN. So
right.
Major news is now picking up on fluoride causing lowered IQ.
Wow. And yet they didn't cover at all the island nation of Curacao removing fluoride from the entire water supply a few months ago. We were the only outlet. You covered it. Of course, Mike Adams did. But other than that, it was like it didn't happen.
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely, absolutely incredible. So if you want your kids injected with microchips from Bill Gates and Microsoft, you just keep sending those kids to pediatricians, folks. And blindly accept whatever they, you know, whatever edicts they throw at you, because they have high medical degrees. Now, it's not to say that some doctors haven't outgrown a lot of this. You know, some of those that are featured in The Truth About Cancer that are friends of ours, like Dr. Batar, certainly see through these things. But just because someone has a degree or doesn't, you know, doesn't mean they know or don't know. You have to take each individual on an individual basis, which is how healers should look at you as opposed to those that are collectivists and look at you as a group and say everybody should be vaccinated with the same stuff, the same amount, even if you're a baby weighing a few pounds.
Yeah, and what you have to remember is that what doctors tell you is just what they've learned in medical school, and they regurgitate.
Mm-hmm.
So if they've been, you know, garbage in, garbage out, it's like computers, right? That's why
right.
Watson, look at Watson. Why can't Watson cure cancer? Because he's got the wrong inputs. Right? Garbage
yeah.
in, garbage out. They're looking at cancer as mainly a genetic disease, which it's not. And so that's why Watson's not, you know, Watson can win Jeopardy and you know, can beat everyone in the world at chess, but he can't cure cancer. Well, because it's the wrong inputs. And it goes the same way with doctors. They've had the wrong inputs. They've had an incorrect and incomplete education in medical school. So, you know, they're just repeating what they've learned. Unfortunately, the medical system's been compromised.
By the way, detoxification, very critical with minerals. And, of course, homeopathy, we talked about in The Truth About Vaccines, homeoprophylaxis, the use of nozodes to also undo some of the damage that are caused by vaccines in conjunction with a lot of things that, in the worst cases, Dr. Batar comes in and does intravenous chelation and other forms because it's just such an unusual influx of injecting, you know, mercury in this way, or even aluminum now as we're learning more and more about it. Now, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was also featured. He's working with the World Mercury Project. They issued a report regarding new evidence of ongoing corruption and scientific misconduct at the CDC. I mean, it was bad enough with the MMR, but that's only tip of the iceberg, TMB.
Yeah, I saw that. As a matter of fact, I think he's there. They filed some sort of a petition, right?
Mm-hmm. In the United States Attorney's Office, Northern District of Georgia, and they've there's a press release about an autism researcher indicted for stealing grant money. So they're going after Paul Thorson. Remember him?
Thorson.
He ran off and he absconded with funds that the CDC stole from taxpayers to prove that vaccines don't cause autism. Right? Can you imagine if anybody that has, you know, said that vaccines do cause autism, they were also on the Interpol 10 most wanted list? Don't you think that would be front page news every day until they caught him?
Yeah. Yeah. But here's the lead researcher in this study that's relied upon still on the CDC's website to incorrectly show that vaccines don't cause autism. And he's lead researcher and he's on FBI's most wanted. He stole over $1 million in CDC grant money. Is, you know, charged with wire fraud and money laundering and all kinds of stuff, living peacefully and safely, I believe, still in Norway right now. Mm-hmm. But this is the guy that's the main author of that study that's relied upon. Again, Robert, you're so accurate. Can you imagine if one of the main studies that proved that supplements were good for you was authored by a guy that was on Interpol's 10 most wanted?
Yes. Well, TMB just mentioned an article and a study about fluoride exposure linked to lower IQ. It was on CNN, and we're going to talk about it some more after this break. Stick with us as we go further outside the box with TMB, RSB, and occasionally Super D.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors
$1,000 for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, remember RSVReports.com. You learn about the gold, frankincense, and myrrh, the turmeric. We talked with Doc Newsom last week. It was fascinating about how they're utilizing that. So go back and listen to the archives there. Let's see, what else we got? Truth About Cancer Live, October 5th, 6th, and 7th, Orlando, Florida. We have a location change on my lecture in Seattle. It was in Tacoma. Now it's at Federal Way, Marlene's Market in Delhi, Wednesday, October the 11th. So I'll be broadcasting live. It's one of the Outside the Box segments. So TMB will be with me on radio. If not, well, he won't be there physically because he'll still be recovering from the Truth About Cancer Live. But our Wednesday broadcast, I'll be there.
And then I will definitely be recovering.
Yeah, and then I'm trying to get him to get out of the hotel and mountain bike, but he says, no way, Jose. So we'll see. Let's see, NPA Northwest Portland. We got a schizencephaly convention October 20th, 21st, talking about a rare childhood brain disorder. I'll be speaking about healing that. And then the annual International Iridology and Integrative Healthcare Congress with Dr. David J. Pesek. And loads more. Keep checking it out at robertscottbell.com. TMB, you mentioned the fluoride thing. We were joking on the video side of things, those watching on YouTube, that you don't have much time to prepare for the show anymore because, you know, you've been a busy guy doing lots of great stuff. And so you mentioned the fluoride article, but it was one of the articles in there, so you were actually ahead of the game, which is cool. Fluoride exposure in utero linked to lower IQ in kids. This is actually a real article in the scientific journals that CNN picked up and is talking about. Yet nothing in the article, as I said, mentions that the island nation of Curacao withdrew all fluoride from the water there. That would be a perfect place to put that.
Well, you can't expect the reporters to go report on anything that's outside the United States. I mean, if it's not happened here, it doesn't matter, right?
And yet in there, despite the scientific validation for what we've been saying about for years, again, you were right again, about 75% of Americans still exposed to fluoride through public water. And the CDC says fluoridation of the water is one of the 10 greatest public health achievements in the past century, which tells you all you need to know about the scientific credibility of the Centers for Disease Creation.
Center for Disease Creation. Where'd you get that? Where'd you hear that the first time? Because it's a reality.
It is reality. I don't know. Yeah. It just kind of came through one day. And if you take it to the next level, because it's CDCNP, it's promotion. And promotion. Not creation, but promotion too. One of the reasons that they pulled it out of the water in Curacao, it wasn't because they got into a scientific debate or argument, even though those in the know, including the health minister, knows it's scientifically invalid to say that fluoride being ingested is safe or helpful for the health. But they did it based on the fact that it is a drug, it is a toxic poison, it is a neurotoxin, and it should not be added to the water because that's drugging of the entire people of the country. It's immoral. It's unethical. It's illegal. And they said, if you want fluoride, you can add it to your own water or get it for, or use your toothpaste. You know, in other words, you don't have to force everybody to use it. So if you want fluoride, you can still get it, but we don't want it.
Well, again, that's what we're after, is just the freedom to choose, right? If mm-hmm. you want fluoride, then you can have it. If you want vaccines, you can have it. But don't make us take fluoride in the water. Don't make us take vaccines. That's where you cross the line. And so, again, it's just all about the knowledge. It's about empowering people with information and letting them make a good choice on their own without being forced.
Yep. And one of the researchers talking about the study, or another researcher, saying, well, yeah, we've got to look at this because there are other studies that have said this, in reduction of IQ in children. But again, anybody, if you use the precautionary principle, you'd say, how insane is this that a known neurotoxin could be defended in this way? Again, if you want to give the dentists that are still dunderheads any credibility at all to say that it could be used topically only, but even then, how do you prevent ingestion using it topically on the teeth? It's going to be ingested. So there's just no reason, especially since we have so many other methods to strengthen teeth, including the use of the trace mineral silicon and, you know, xylitol or silver hydrosol within the mouth can neutralize what they're saying they need fluoride to do.
Yeah, but Robert, that'll turn you blue.
Like my shirt. So no, of course we talk about the silver hydrosol. Yeah, I mean you can't adjust enough. By the way, we did have a question from one of the listeners asking me, and rightfully so. I mean, I fully intended to have my silver book done many months ago, and we're still tweaking it and working on it. As with anything, any endeavor, labor of love, it takes a lot longer than you think. And I apologize for getting everybody's hopes up, but it's still going to happen, folks. It's still going to happen. In the meantime, TMB's book, The Truth About Cancer, has been translated into what? Dutch now as well, has it not?
Yep. Dutch and several other languages, I think, too.
How cool is that? Hey, a couple weeks from now, we'll all be together in Orlando. Hope to see you there. I know we'll see TMB and our families together again, and muscle T-shirts from Curacao. Because what? Super. Tell them what they need to know.
The power to heal is yours.
Yes, it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listen to what Jeff says about Andro 400.
This product is so much better than even some of the advertisements. This changed every aspect of my life. That was a 40 waist, and with the Andro 400, I'm down to 36. I'm 54 years old, and people said to me that I look better than I ever have, and that I look like I'm in my early 40s. Hands down, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm telling you, it's the Andro. People immediately notice the burst of energy, my skin, my energy, plus the weight loss, the tone of the body, and the increased strength and endurance that I have in the gym. Where I was and where I am now, night and day. And Andro 400 has made the difference. My customers, my friends, my family, everybody's noticing the difference.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger like Jeff, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.